Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Especially in this multicultural country na, especially in Melbourne. Napaka-proud pag nakikita mo ang isang Filipino doing a Filipino thing, especially speaking on their own language, especially when you see also a co-Filipino being recognized at the stage, especially in the state of Victoria. That gives me warmth na I'm closer to home.
Showing your culture and heritage, language, even po na sa ibang bansa ka. Showing to the others like, I'm proud for being a Filipino for not forgetting my own language, yung sariling wika, kultura, at saka yung mga history natin na nadala ko pa rin dito sa Australia.
Noong June 12, noong nakaraang Biyernes, sa Melbourne, Australia, sa Federation Square, nagtipon-tipon ang mga Pinoy para gunitain ang 128 taon ng Araw ng Kalayaan ng Pilipinas. Kumanta ng sabay-sabay ang mga Pinoy ng lupang hinirang sa pangunguna ng Kiko Choir habang dahan-dahang iniaangat ang watawat ng Pilipinas. Ang flag-raising ceremony ay pinangunahan ng Konsulado ng Pilipinas sa Melbourne. Para kay Consul General Gary Domingo, mahalaga na gunitain ang Araw ng Kalayaan dahil dito nagsimula kung bakit naging isang malayang bansa ang Pilipinas.
So itong Araw ng Kasarilan ay napakahalaga at kasi ito yung okasyon na lahat ng mga Pilipino sa buong daigdig meron tayong isang araw na that we recall, we remember. Tayo ang unang democratic republic sa buong Asia noong June 12, 1898. And it's a time that we remember our struggle, our courage, and what we give to the rest of the world.
Ilan sa mga Filipino community na nagsama-sama sa mahalagang petsa ng Araw ng Kasarinlan ay ang Peace Our Unity is Our Strength, Young Generation Filipino Senior Citizens Club, Bayanihan in Melbourne Incorporated, Ilonggo Association of Victoria Australia Incorporated, Filipino Community Council of Victoria Incorporated, mga kabataang estudyante, at iba pa. Bukod sa Melbourne, nagsagawa din ng pagtitipon sa iba't ibang panig ng Australia gaya na lamang sa Darwin Northern Territory, sa Honorary Consulate ng Queensland, Western Australia, Konsulado sa Sydney at maging sa Embahada ng Pilipinas sa Canberra na pinangunahan ni Ambassador Antonio Morales.
Our theme for this year is Kalayaan, Kinabukasan, Kasaysayan. And this theme reminds us that our freedom was won through sacrifice and that our history continues to shape who we are. It also reminds us that the future of our nation depends on the choices we make today. 128 years ago, the Philippine flag was first raised in Cavite, Cavite, which is all Filipinos know. That marked the birth of our nation. We may be far from our homeland. This ceremony reminds us that our shared heritage, values, and aspirations for the Philippines continue to bring us together and unite us.
Isang patunay ito na kahit malayo sa sariling bansa, ang kasaysayan ang nagiging daan upang magkaisa ang mga Pinoy. Ayon kay Consulate General Gary Domingo, patuloy ang suporta at pagmamahal ng Australians sa ating lahi.
We also are a people of love, of kapwa, of malasakit, of bayanihan. And wherever we go, we share that. And I'm so proud many Australians come up to me and they always tell me they know a good friend, a workmate, a classmate, a partner who is Filipino and their lives have been so much enriched. They're so glad Filipinos have come here to make Australia even more prosperous but also happier and more loving.
Nagbigay naman ng mensahe si Consul General Domingo para sa mga kabataang migrante dito sa Melbourne.
Ang mga Filipino-Australians, mas lalo na yung pangalawang angkan or second generation, tayo ay mga tulay between two great societies, Australian and Filipino society. And we have so much in common. We have the sense of kapwa, yung mga Australiano, sense of mateship. So I think both the combination of Australian and Filipino DNA, I mean, not necessarily biologically, pero sa isip, sa values, We have, I think, a great role to play in bringing the world our values of mateship and kapwa to make the world a better place.
Tinanong din natin ang ilan nating kababayan, tulad ni Dasha Uy, kung ano ba ang personal na kahulugan ng kalayaan para sa kanya.
For me, freedom really means the opportunity to having, you know, this freedom to really forge my own path forward and to create opportunities for myself where there were previously none. And those opportunities aren't just for myself, but really the dreams that I have are also for the communities that I serve. It's really the freedom to dream bigger. It's the freedom to create opportunities for people who don't really have the same opportunities. Freedom to give back to my country also.
Para naman kay Josiah Abara.
For me, freedom means the ability to express myself freely as a Filipino, kahit saan man ako sa mundo. Especially here in Melbourne, a melting pot of cultures, I'm proud to say that I'm Pinoy. And I'm proud to say that I can express my culture freely and raise my flag with pride and nationalism.
Para naman sa Filipino-Australian na si Thomas White, dalawang bagay para sa kanya ang kahulugan ng kalayaan.
Two very important things for freedom in my mind. Firstly, it is freedom from. So this day commemorates our freedom from colonialism, our freedom from like kind of being held back, and that is something that's very, very important to celebrate. But it also means freedom too. And so whenever I see all of the amazing young Filipinos and young Filipino Australians who are being their truest selves, that also is like very, very important in terms of my personal conception of freedom.
Para sa mga Pinoy dito sa Australia at maging sa ibang panig ng mundo, ang kalayaan ay hindi lamang isang petsang ipinagdiriwang tuwing June 12. Isa itong diwa na kanilang isinasabuhay araw-araw, sa bawat bagong oportunidad, sa bawat hamon na kanilang nalalampasan, at sa bawat tagumpay na kanilang iniuuwi bilang mga Pilipino. Mark De La Rosa, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.